Unit 5. Encyclopedias. Page 75. Reading. Look it up. May's father bought her an encyclopedia. Here are three articles she found in it.
Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs lived on the Earth over 60 million years ago. This was a long time before people existed. Dinosaurs lived everywhere. Some were as small as chickens. Others were as big as 10 elephants. Some dinosaurs even had wings and could fly. Many dinosaurs were harmless. They were as gentle as sheep and ate plants. Others were harmful. They were fiercer than tigers and ate meat. Dinosaurs all died out suddenly. Nobody knows why. We know about the lives of dinosaurs from the skeletons, eggs, and footprints they left behind. See Earth History. Diogenes. Diogenes was a famous thinker. He lived in Greece about 2,000 years ago. He taught that the way to be happy was to own as few things as possible. All he owned was a big jar that he lived in, a coat, a bag, and a cup. He was very happy. One day, Diogenes saw a boy drinking water from his hands by a fountain, so he threw away his cup and became even happier. See Greece. Disney, Walt. Disneyland is a famous amusement park in the USA. Disneyland was created by Walt Disney, 1901 to 1966, who is famous for his cartoon characters Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, Snow White, and many others. Disney was born in the USA. After leaving school, he sold newspapers and delivered mail. At the same time, he studied art at night. Finally, he got a job that he really liked, drawing cartoons for films. Disney's most famous cartoon character, Mickey Mouse, was a real mouse. It sometimes sat on Disney's desk while he was working. Disney drew the mouse and put it in a cartoon. Soon Mickey became a star and Disney became rich and famous. See Cartoons.
Page 81. Listening. Dr. Sun Yat-sen's Mausoleum. May is thinking about visiting Nanjing. She is listening to a travel program about Nanjing on the radio. Help her complete the notes about this famous place in Nanjing. Listen to the recording and write a figure or one word in each blank. The city of Nanjing was the capital of China for many dynasties, and it has many places of interest that show its long history. One example is Dr. Sun Yat-sen's mausoleum. Dr. Sun was a great pioneer in China's history. He helped turn China into a new country in 1911. After Dr. Sun died in 1925, people built a mausoleum for him. The mausoleum is over 80,000 square meters in size. It has a large forest and some beautiful buildings. The government looks after the mausoleum very well. In 1978 and 1986, the government spent 1.2 million yuan repairing the roofs and walls of the buildings. Millions of people come to visit the mausoleum every year. For many years, it was free. But since 1992, you must pay an entrance fee. All the money is used to help with the repairs and cleaning of the mausoleum. Behind the mausoleum is the famous Zijin Mountain. It is 448.9 meters high. you can take a cable car up the mountain. The mausoleum is a beautiful place to visit and to remember this great man. Page 82. Speaking. A. Talk time. S, z, and is are the three common ways of pronouncing the endings of plural nouns. A1. Practice saying the singulars and plurals of these nouns. Take special care with the endings. S. An ant, ants. An elephant, elephants. A park, parks. A pilot, pilots. A plant, plants. A ship, ships.
Z. A dog, dogs. A dream, dreams. An egg, eggs. A head, heads. A character, characters. A star, stars.
Is. A box, boxes. A bridge, bridges. A rose, roses. A face, faces. A horse, horses. A beach, beaches. A2. Practice saying the following sentences.
1. Ants on plants, flies on dogs, matches in boxes, eggs from frogs.
2. Stars in the sky, roses on the floor, walks in the park, knocks on the door. Page 85. More practice. The giant panda.
The giant panda is an Asian animal. It is a large, black and white bear-like animal. It lives in the bamboo forests of southwestern China. The giant panda has a chubby white body with black legs and a broad black band across its shoulders. It has a large round head, small black ears, and a white face with a black patch around each eye. It has a short tail. Most giant pandas grow up to 1.8 meters long and weigh from 80 to 125 kilos. The giant panda is like a bear in shape and size and walks in the same slow, clumsy way. It can also stand up on its hind legs, like a bear. A female panda gives birth to one or two baby pandas a year. The giant panda mainly eats bamboo shoots, though it eats other plants as well. It can eat as much as 9 kilos of food a day. The giant panda is very rare and is protected by law in China.
Page 87. Weird box. Africa.
Africa.
Europe.
Europe.
Fierce.
Fierce.
Though.
Though.
Look up.
Look up.
Encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia.
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Exist.
Exist.
Even.
Even.
Harmless.
Harmless.
Harmful.
Harmful.
Die out.
Die out.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Know about.
Know about.
Skeleton.
Skeleton.
Footprint.
Footprint.
Leave behind.
Leave behind.
Thinker.
Thinker.
Greece.
Greece.
As possible.
As possible.
Jar.
Jar.
Amusement park.
Amusement park.
Create.
Create.
Character.
Character.
Male.
Male.
Real.
Real.
While.
While.
Cause.
Cause.
Harm.
Harm.
Believe.
Believe.
Die of.
Die of.
Disease.
Disease.
Government.
Government.
Repair.
Repair.
Fee.
Fee.
Journey.
Journey.
Module 3. Science Fiction. Unit 6. Nobody Wins. 1. Page 93. Reading. Caught by Gork.
Captain King often tells his friends stories of his adventures. This is one of them. Part 1.
Peters, our navigator, was lost again. We were running out of food, so towards evening, we landed on an unexplored planet. Lamb, our pilot, brought us down gently in a valley, close to a great cliff of smooth black rock. In the cliff, there were doors, each 2 stories high. All 12 of us left the spaceship and approached the doors carefully. One was opened a little. We went through it and entered a huge cave. The furniture inside was similar to the type on the Earth, but huge. "Let's get out of here," Peter said. "This is the home of a monster. It's clearly partly human, so it may be a friendly monster," I said. "We'll wait." The ground began to shake. The door opened, and some animals hopped in. They looked like kangaroos, giant kangaroos. Following them was a huge monster. It looked almost human, except that it had a single, huge, red eye. The kangaroos shouted, "Good night, Gork," and hopped away. Then Gork saw us. He gave a roar that turned our blood to ice. "Aliens! Aliens in my cave! How did you get in here?"
Part 2.
I thought fast and said quietly, "Good evening, Mr. Gork. My name is Nobody, and these people here are my..." Gork roared again. "I know who you are. You're aliens, and we kill all aliens in this valley. Tomorrow morning, you are going to die. All of you." Before we could move, Gork pressed a button on the wall beside him. Steel bars sprang from the ground around us and closed over our heads. We were caught like rats in a trap. Gork pressed another button, and a powerful magnet above the cage pulled our guns from our hands. "Well, Captain," Lamb said, "you were wrong about the monster being friendly, weren't you? And why did you say your name was Nobody?" "I have a plan, and Nobody is part of it," I replied. "You'll see." I turned to Gork and said, "Mr. Gork, it is true that we are aliens, but why can't we be friends? Believe me, sir, we come in peace." Gork said, "You come in peace, but tomorrow you'll be in pieces. But listen, Nobody, I'll do you a favor. Tomorrow, you'll be the last one to die." Peters turned towards me. When he spoke, his voice shook. "I hope your plan's a good one, sir." "Trust me," I said. "We're all going to live." Page 100. Listening. Gorkella's visit to Shanghai. A few years ago, Gork's sister, Gorkella, visited Shanghai. Listen to the story of her visit on the recording. The pictures below are not in the right order. Write numbers in the boxes to show the right order. The first one has been done for you. Picture 1.
Gorkella wanted to visit China. She flew her spaceship over Shanghai and landed next to the Oriental Pearl TV Tower.
Picture 2.
Gorkella got out of her spaceship and decided to cross the river. She took the Pujiang ferry. She sat on the roof so that she could enjoy the view.
Picture 3.
She then walked around the streets, looking at the shops. Unfortunately, she walked on some of the cars.
Picture 4.
Next, she went to Changfeng Park. It was a hot day, so Gorkella had a swim in the lake.
Picture 5.
After her swim, Gorkella was hungry. She went to a restaurant and had a seafood meal. She ate all of the fish.
Picture 6.
She then walked over to Zhongshan Park. She was feeling tired, so she sat down on a big piece of wood. It then went down the steps very fast.
Picture 7.
Gorkella decided that it was time to go home. She took the underground back to the Oriental Pearl TV tower. The other passengers stood far away from the doors when she got out.
Picture 8.
Lots of people were angry with Gorkella because she had broken lots of things. Finally, she got into her spaceship and flew home.
Page 100. Speaking. A. Talk time. Expressing definite and indefinite intentions. Giving advice and suggestions. A1. Rita wants May to watch a tennis match with her.
Hello, May. Are you going to watch the tennis match on Saturday?
I'm thinking about it.
I've got 2 tickets.
You have? Can I come?
Sure. I'll meet you at the school gate at 2:30.
Okay, at 2:30.
And May, you'd better bring an umbrella.
Why?
The weather report says it's going to rain.
Okay, I'll remember it. Bye.
Bye.
Page 104. More practice. Aliens land on our world.
Tina woke up at 3 a.m. She looked out of the window on the 20th floor of her building. She noticed a yellow light in the sky above her. It suddenly dived towards the ground. She heard a small explosion and saw a red light. Then, Tina felt very tired and fell asleep. The next morning, she told her brother Tom about it.
I'm sure something landed in the forest near the hills, she said. Let's explore it after school.
At 6 p.m., they reached the forest and followed a narrow path between the trees.
It was getting dark when they heard some voices. They hid behind some bushes and kept silent. They listened but could not understand anything. Then they saw the alien. It was tall with a round head and a silver body. It was walking next to a long spaceship. The ship was damaged. Many of the trees around it were burnt. The children felt terrified. Then a second alien suddenly appeared. It saw them and made a terrible noise. The children fled and did not stop until they were safe at home. During dinner, they told their parents about the aliens.
They were very ugly. They had some hair, but they didn't have any feathers, said Tina.
There was some writing on their spaceship, said Tom.
It looked like this.
He drew some lines on a piece of paper.
Dad said, No one else saw these aliens.
You're naughty. You must not make up stories. Now, go to bed.
But the next morning, the children repeated their story.
We really saw something in the forest, Dad.
Perhaps they're telling the truth, said Mum.
All right, said Dad. After school, go and report it to the police. Now, off to school.
The children put their school bags on their backs and then opened the door. They spread their wings and jumped outside and flew to school together. Dad examined the paper with strange marks.
It's not like our writing at all, he said, as he looked at the word Earth.
Page 107. Weird box. Captain.
Captain.
Take place.
Take place.
In trouble.
In trouble.
Navigator.
Navigator.
Lost.
Lost.
Run out of.
Run out of.
Unexplored.
Unexplored.
Bring down.
Bring down.
Valley.
Valley.
Close to.
Close to.
Cliff.
Cliff.
Rock.
Rock.
Story.
Story.
Approach.
Approach.
Monster.
Monster.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Partly.
Partly.
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Giant.
Giant.
Accept.
Accept.
Single.
Single.
Raw.
Raw.
Blood.
Blood.
Alien.
Alien.
Steel.
Steel.
Rat.
Rat.
Trap.
Trap.
Magnet.
Magnet.
Cage.
Cage.
Peace.
Peace.
In peace.
In peace.
In pieces.
In pieces.
Favor.
Favor.
Do a favor.
Do a favor.
Trust.
Trust.
Offer.
Offer.
Frighten.
Frighten.
Crew.
Crew.
Arrange.
Arrange.
Below.
Below.